from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's trying to create a safe space you could sleep in and give you plenty of space to have. With this crossover of We Fix Space Junk, I'll be sending it across around the spaceship Earth right to your ears. And if you travel through a space full of hot air, it might be my talk and my lulls and my meanders, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And if you're a regular listener, when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, if you don't check out the sponsors right now or pay attention, if you're a regular listener, if you check them out tomorrow at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors, that's how we're able to bring you this podcast for free twice a week. Thanks. And I also want to remind you, don't forget to support one another and support yourselves. There's links in the show notes to organizations to help you with self-care and to help the members of our community, the Black members of our community, because Black lives matter. So check out our show notes. You can do that in any podcast app. Here's a word from the sponsors that let me bring you this show twice a week. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to this show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. Sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each design designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Hey, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you to hear where I pop my peas, if you please. This is a part of the show that enables me to make the podcast that sends you off to bedtime eventually with ease, because it's where I celebrate the people that supported the sponsors. And I want to thank Rohan and Sherry, who both signed up for KiwiCo subscriptions for the children in their lives. If you supported KiwiCo or you're waiting, please don't wait. Support KiwiCo right now. Check them out. I want to thank Rohan and Sherry, who both supported them. And then if you support a sponsor, whether it's KiwiCo, Air Doctor, Helix, whatever it is, let me know. Tag them. Tag me in a social media post or send them an email and let them know their sponsorship is valuable to you as a listener. And I can try to thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need for self-care and mental health. Links will be in the show notes, and to support the Black members of our community, because Black lives matter. There are links to organizations to support change in the show notes. And the third part of Sleepy Supporter Zone is something I support, and it's Ruth King's book, Mindful of Race. If you've been impacted by racism, or you're saying, hey, how do I play a part in this whole thing, and how do I start to change? This is a great place to get started. There'll be a link to Ruth King's website in my show notes for you to check out. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, before we slow it down, could you let us know who helps out on the show?
This posty poster song
sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. the legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. We're raising money for the Water Wheel Foundation. And Scooter might get a perm.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I guess now it's time for me to slow it down. You could always get a hold of me on our website, sleepwithmepodcast.com. Or at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram, and let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. We're going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts you're thinking about, like things on your mind, maybe your brain's doing something, you know, calculating, remembering, predicting, anticipating, other stuff, or just like, you know, interrupting you, this is a distraction from your brain distraction. Because here's the thing, every time my brain distracts me, it seems like it's like a high priority. Like, do we have any sandals? Look that up? Or I say, wait a second, I'm trying to get this project done. Well, I'm just wondering if we have any, do you think any sandals are on sale? Because wouldn't some sandals be nice right now? it's really important to me. And they said, well, this is important to me to get this work done. I'm in the middle of a podcast intro, believe it or not. I can see your point about those sandals, though. And my brain would say, well, do you know what a sandals resort is? I've heard of that, and I've seen the ads, but I don't really know what that is. Could you look it up? Maybe there's some deals on sandals resorts or Club Med. You know those things? I've heard about them on TV and movies, but I don't really know what they are. I say, okay, well, what about this podcast? Oh, boy. Well, I mean, what do you think? Don't you think this would be a good time to look that up, though? Maybe just go, what if we just go to the Wikipedia? Well, I say, but I'm going to bed. But in this case, I'm making a podcast intro. Usually you're saying that while I'm going to bed. And now you're saying it when I was trying to make an example of it, but then you took me off topic. You're right, though. That isn't, I think they're all inclusive. It's like a, this is just my guess. Either one of those, they may be separate things. But I think they're like a corporation that makes all-inclusive resorts. But that's all I know. Okay, well, we'd know more, though, if you looked it up. And if you saw that there's any specials or anything, maybe they got a newsletter. Maybe there's a blog about it, like an unofficial blog with reviews and deals. Remember that time? Okay. Anyway, great examples. You did a good job. So that's thoughts, feelings, any feelings that are coming up for you. They might be emotions, longing and a forlorn emotions for deals and information or past regrets or other things. I don't want to put too many words on it. Those might not even be feelings. I'm not sure. Like wondering, is that a feeling you think? Wondering if we're going to find out more? I don't know if wondering's I know I have a feeling when I say I wow, wonder why you're still bringing up Sandals Resorts, which aren't even a sponsor of the show. And with the time of recording this, there's 0.0 chance of us resorting at all. But I got to get back. So thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, if you're experiencing anything physical, that's good. Like, I'm here to take your mind off of this stuff. It could be any other things, changes in schedule, routine, noise, partner noise, weather, or just mystery stuff. Oh boy, that mystery stuff, it keeps me awake, or dreams, or stuff that you say, well, I just woke up. Whatever it is that's keeping me awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Oh, so creaky are my dulcet tones. Almost, yeah, like a sandal on an ancient dock going out to a cabana or a bungalow. You're so right, Sandals Brain. And yeah, we'd be creaking a lot less if we had those sandals that you're imagining right there, for sure. You're always correct with that. So thoughts, feelings, what was my point? Oh, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders. You've already got a few of those early. I guess that was more of a superfluous tangent. I'm not sure. But I'm going to go off topic. I'm not going to make a lot of sense. And that's all to take your mind off of stuff while you fall asleep. Now, if you're new, few pieces of information. This is a podcast you don't really listen to. That's the first thing you know. You can kind of barely listen. And usually the first time that's not possible because it's not really conducive to the first time. You say, well, I'm just trying to figure out what you're doing and see what you're up to. How are you going to put us to sleep? Or what's the story? When do you get to that? I say, okay, I'll explain all that. But usually it's best to look at this podcast as if you were, on a dock looking at the water. And you never know what the water's going to look like. You say, well, boy, I mean, my sandals part is saying, well, is that a turquoise or is that aquamarine? And I'd say, well, it just depends on the time of day you're out here and the surface of the water. So let's just take it in. So this podcast, the podcast is a bit like that where you say, well, what's the water like? Is it choppy or is it like a tranquil? You say, well, I don't really know. It's just water. It's got it's moving. Small waves, maybe? I don't know. Are small waves choppy? I don't know what to tell you. So this podcast is a bit like that. You say, well, it's not clear. So just listen loosely. The other thing to know is that it takes two or three tries to get used to this podcast for most people, maybe 80, 90%. Also, that's just a number that I'm guesstimating. Millions of people have said to me, and I'm not kidding, it took two or three tries before I got used to the podcast, and then I started listening on a regular basis. So give it a few tries. It is free, and it's here, so give it a shot and see how it goes, or give it a couple tests and see how it goes. Oh, the other thing is this podcast really isn't here to put you to sleep. It's just here to keep you company as you fall asleep. I'm more here to be your bedtime companion, your bore bay, your bore bud, your bore sib, your bore bestie. So I'm just here to keep you company while you drift off. And so it's a little bit different. I'm your companion to distract you from whatever's keeping you awake. So it's a podcast you don't listen to. It's a sleep podcast. It doesn't put you to sleep. And it never gets, it barely gets to any points. Also, it doesn't really work in the first few times you use it. So if you're still with me here after that pitch, I mean, I do have a sandal brain. So that, is that anything like a horseshoe crab? Do you think there's any, like, do you think there's a place at the Sandals Resorts or the Club Meds that we could observe horseshoe crabs at a distance? Also, here's a question. Do you think a horseshoe crab and an armadillo would be friends? Well, that's the best. That's probably the best thing I've ever heard in the podcast intro ever. You're probably, wow, I don't know, but I'd like to think they would be. They'd have a lot of stuff to relate about, right? Right, but they'd also have things that, and I think there's a metaphor there because they're both soft. They say, well, we're both really soft on the inside, just like all of us are. But you say, what's it like having an exoskeleton? They say, I don't know. What's it like having a shell and a, like, whatever the, and whatever's not, a, you know, an internal one? You know, well, it's got its ins and outs, if you know what I'm saying. You say, was that a pun? What's it like having that? We both have tails, but they're much different. So, okay, well, how do we get to that point? Oh, I was just wondering if that was something, maybe that could be a musical at one of the resorts. Maybe it could be, but I got to get back to the new listener. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, podcasts you barely need to listen to. A couple other things to know if you're new. One is the structure of the show is very different too. So let me tell you about that really quick. If I can, but I'm never very quick. Show starts off with a greeting. Wait, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. So ideally you feel welcome and seen and you say, well, this could be a safe place for me. I'll have to see. But at least my initial skepticism, I'll check it out and see how it goes. So that's the greeting. Then there's business. And that's just how we're able to bring this podcast twice a week over 900 episodes, so far I've been able to make because of the people, because of the business that keeps the show going. Then there's the intro. Now the intro throws a lot of people off that are new because it's like around 12 to 20 minutes long of me rambling. But you could see what happens. I try to do that. Welcome to the podcast. Put you to sleep, but take your mind off of stuff. You're welcome here. Give it a few tries, structure the show. But then I think about, you know, then I have different parts of my brain that say, hey, come over here. Let's look at these. Here's the thing. You're with me. I probably took your mind off stuff just by thinking about how nice would it be if an armadillo and a horseshoe crab were friends? And I'd say, what if they were best friends too? Yeah. And they say, well, let's go under here. Let's go. What is it? And they say, maybe they would learn about each other. They say, well, what do you eat? And then the armadillo may say, are you familiar with grubs? And the horseshoe crab would say, are you familiar with, the grubs of the sea? And they'd say, no. And then they probably would sing A Whole New World or something like that. But so that's what the intro is me going off topic as I introduce a podcast. That's what it is for new listeners. Now, my regular listeners, what up? And now you've never heard me pair up an armadillo and a horseshoe crab before, but I've definitely talked about either one of those in by themselves. But so for the regular listener, the intro is part of a lot, like 80, 90% of, 2% of listeners skip the intro. But so for a lot of listeners, they either fall asleep during the intro or it's part of their wind down routine, whether they start it before they get in bed or after they're in bed. It eases you into bedtime. That's why the intro is 12 to 20 minutes long, is to get you away from the day and just to help you unwind. So whether you start the show before you get in bed or after, and that's why so many people listen to the intros during the day, like when they need a break at work or when they need to focus at work, but they need a mild distraction. So that's why the intro is so long. It's just me going off topic for your benefit. It's something I'm good at. You know, you say, what was that poem about footsteps and armadillos and horseshoe crabs? And it said the longest set of footsteps ever was me following those. I said I'd follow you two forever just to see what you talk about and what you do. Those were my footsteps behind you, listening in and observing. But it would only be on the wall of the horseshoe crab and the armadillo. Watching you with both interest and envy as you walked along the beach, I walked behind you. And then when you two told me to carry you, I said, Armadillo, I don't know you that. You two are best friends. Figure it out. I got to go. So that's the intro. Then there's business. Then there's a story. Tonight it'll be a crossover episode with We Fix Space Junk, a serialized fiction podcast that I love and the creators I love. We'll do a tribute kind of episode of their first two episodes. And then there's some thank yous at the end of the show. So that's the structure of the show. The only other thing you really need to know is that the reason I make this show is because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place of respite, a place where you can unwind, get comfortable and drift off. And that's what I'm here to provide is a place for that. And the reason I want to is because you deserve a good night's sleep and because I've been there. You deserve a good night's sleep and your world and our world will be a better place if you get the rest you need. And I know how it feels, tossing, turning mind. I mean, obviously, you say, wait a second. This all started from wanting to know more about some TV-based resorts. And, but then you say, well, what a wonderful thing. We made two friends in there. So why not take those? Talk about the path. You say, the path never taken. You say, well, but if that was an option path, I think we could all agree, or most of us, because I realize it's for some people, armadillos or horseshoe crabs, you might say, no, I'd prefer them to stay out of my safe place. We say, okay, well, they will. Don't worry. But for a lot of people, you say, wait a second, I could follow a horseshoe crab. And that's our resort. It's called wearing sandals while you follow a horseshoe. You just follow them and you listen in. They talk about stuff. It's a dream come true. So that's it. That's why, I mean, I guess like that's the structure of the show. That's why I make the show. And I really appreciate you checking the show out. I work very hard. I yearn and I strive. And I want to help you fall asleep. So thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to bring you this podcast twice a week. Thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots. And I actually need you to listen to this message. If you're a regular listener asleep with me, if you're new, don't worry about it. But we've got some big decisions with the show on the horizon. So I really, really need your help. If you are a regular listener asleep with me and it has changed how you sleep, you rely on the show, you like the show, it does something for you, or you feel good about the podcast, you like it, or you count on it, I really got to ask you to take action. So if Sleep With Me means something to you or you like it, if you can afford to support the show directly or you're willing to consider giving up one takeout lunch a month to support Sleep With Me, try out a trial of Sleep With Me Plus and test out Sleep With Me Plus over the 7-day trial and just see what you think. But I think you'll find you'll be blown away because there's so many different ways to listen to Sleep With Me and stuff like that. So if you think you can afford to support support the show, please do that at Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if it does, if it doesn't make a difference to you, like it's like I can move on to something else if you stop making the show, or you decide to put out way, way less episodes, or you change what you're doing, I totally am fine with that. That's fine. But if Sleep With Me really does make a difference for you, I mean, I love making the show. I don't like being direct because I usually get way more not nice emails when I'm direct about stuff. But I don't want to put out a message like 3 months from now and be like, you know what, we're changing things up. And we've made some hard decisions. I want you to be a part of this decision-making process, because it's really like the other time Sleep With Me's been in this place. It's just taken being direct and saying, hey, if you care about the show, I need you to think about doing something about it. So think about it. And yeah, it'll be cool. Like I trust that there's enough of you out there that get so much out of the show because I've heard from you before. So yeah, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus or take one of those other actions. And what do you say we get on with the show? All right, everybody. Scoots, I'm the announcer, and this is our crossover episode of We Fix Space Junk by Beth Crane. And this is episode one, Escape from Hargan 4. So settle in. You could find We Fix Space Junk and wherever you consume your podcasts or podcasts, We Fix Space Junk, or at battlebird.productions. And all that'll be in the show notes too, as I slowly make my voice slow down. And you hear my creaky dulcet tones are almost like a theme music as you settle into a place and you hear clanging doors, steps on a metallic floor. And far in the distance, you see, is that the sound of a harmonica playing? Someone in a room playing a harmonica. And then, no, that's not a creature stirring. It's a door a whirring open. And then you hear something. Hey, Samantha. Hey, Samantha. Go away. I'm trying to go back to sleep. I'm not signing any more autographs for staff. Samantha, it's me. It's Fabio. We've only got 10 minutes. We got to go. Fabio? Yeah, it's me, Fabio. I came back for you. I told you I would. Come on. Your door's already open. You got to go this way. Is that, Fabio, is that snoring I hear? Is that man on the floor just sleeping on a metallic floor? That's one of the guards snoring. Yeah, he's asleep. That's why he's snoring. He's fine. Just step over him. But he's drooling, like an abnormal amount of drooling. Did you use some sort of sleep solution? Is that a natural sleep, or that just seems like a really deep sleep and a lot of drool? Maybe you should put a water by him or something. Samantha, as Fabio, I'd say he was already asleep when I got there. He's just sleeping very soundly. I don't know why they would hire a guard that sleeps so soundly, but that guard is sleeping soundly. See, I'm talking in my non-regular voice, Samantha. So do you want to go? I was here to rescue you, or do you want to stay here? Come on. Okay, Fabio. Fabio, oh, where to art thou, Fabio? Samantha, can you stop? I hear footsteps running. That's probably the guards that aren't asleep, and they're coming our way. And let's also run as our footsteps fade into the night. Now you see a wide shot of a yellow spaceship that looks a bit like a yellow submarine. But then it fades and you hear the static and then the dot, 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 dot of a news report. AUT News. News on the hour, every hour. And we've got someone live at the scene. Go ahead. Thanks for joining me. I'm right outside the courthouse where Miss Samantha Trapp was due to stand trial. For Miss Trapp, this last 6 months has been a roller coaster. Formerly a member of the social elite with a social media following of millions, and a nightlife I think we've all envied at one moment or another, especially Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights, and brunch on Sundays, twice on Sundays. That's why you cut to me live. I was supposed to lead with the update. Sorry about that. I was trying to dramatically introduce the update. It appears that a mistrap, once again confounding the stereotype of socialite, has escaped the infamous Hargan 4 prison, where she was being held prior to her trial. She left behind four guards sleeping so soundly they experienced mild dehydration because they were drooling very grossly, according to reports. And she also disabled the alarms and security measures surrounding her room and fled. She's being reported as willing to scorn and extremely like furrowed brow, and you should not approach her, just tell on her from a distance. Oh, clickety clack, shut that radio off. Crunchity crunch. This crisp is really, really good. Would you like one? No, I would not like one. This box, it looks pretty suspicious to me. Crispity crisp. Of course it looks suspicious. If it was innocuous, I could move it myself. You're a smuggler. You smuggle things. The whole point is that the packages look ordinary. This crate just screams of fleeing heiress. It's too big. It's too new. And it's much, 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 much too stylish. There's nobody that transports cargo in polished tiger wood crates. Listen, please, please, we got no other choice. We're desperate. Desperate people are my favorite kind of client. Have you done all the paperwork at least? Yes, I have. I have done all the paperwork. Okay, so that's a third of the payment now, and then the other two-thirds when we get to the Crab Nebula. Otherwise, I'll be crabby in that Crab Nebula. Well, that's great. I'll have time to prove her innocence by then. Yeah, sure you will. And the payment's already been set up, yes? You'll get your money, so as long as she's safe and sound at the end. Okay, but just so we're clear, you're going to make the payment because you know what happens if you don't pay up. It's out of my hands. I've read the contract. Can we please hurry this up? I don't want to get caught by customs at the last minute. Okay, I just wanted to check, though. Have you read every single page of the because some people just scroll through it, and then they click, I acknowledge I've read and agree. But this is not you didn't just scroll through the contract, because I want to make sure you understand every page of the contract, because you know, it's a contract. You're committing. If you haven't read the contract and you enter in the contract contractually, you know what I'm saying? Do you understand? Have you read all the pages of the contract? Because, again, I just wanted to check, because personally, I've signed quite a few contracts, unfortunately, in my time. In the first few, I scrolled right through just like everybody else does. But not anymore. Oh, no, 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 no. Not anymore. Not anymore. So it's good to know what you're letting yourself in for. Don't worry about it. Okay, yeah, you two take the crate up there. Go ahead. Man, this is one heavy crate. This is a socialite in here? No, she's in the other crate. What's in this crate? luggage. Obviously, we could only do the basics, so that's why there's only one extra crate. No. Put that crate. I'm putting this crate down. I'm not taking. You paid for one person, so my ship is fueled up and stocked for one person. Not a crate full of, like, what is even in here? What is this stuff? Is that an ostrich feather? Is that LeMay? Is it, holy moly. Okay, yeah, clearly you're not living the haute couture lifestyle. We're paying you well enough to take this stuff with you. We're paying you very well. You're paying me the cost I charged you. I mean, I have my own subsidiary costs. Well, could you give me a breakdown of all your subsidiary costs? No. You already signed the contract. Like, I'm taking, here's what you signed in the contract. One person in one small suitcase. I have something by the front door. It's got to fit in that square thing, rectangle, whatever. You could think of me as the spirit, easy spirit ways of the space travel business, you know, smuggling included. Also, no snuggle. I won't be snuggling her either. There's no snuggling, except, you know, she's probably snuggled in there. Yeah, but we don't do budget travel. Think of it as more of minimalist travel. Minimal distractions. She'll get to know herself really, really well. Okay, so let's take this crate off and... okay, I guess we could grab this other kicker. She's not going to be happy about this. She needs her stuff. Okay, she'll live. And I do have enough water and supplies for her, unlike those guards that experience mild dehydration from their drooling. Okay, I'm going to set this crate down. Oof. Oh, did she just make an oof? You got to get off. You got to get off my ship anyway. Okay, excuse me one second. Goodbye, my love, within the crate. My heart is within your crate, my dear. And but my heart is within me, but it's within you. While it'll just feel like a mere second for you, for me it'll be an eternity. And I cannot. And by the way, I have an ode here I prepared for you. And so let me get it out. And no, excuse me. No, Fabio is your name or something? I don't know. Whatever you call yourself, there's no time for odes. I'm closing the doors now. We're departing. Good day. You could send your ode by, you know, through your heart. Use your heart communicator to send it. Oh, as the doors close, I open up my heart to you, my dear, in an ode. Oh, the doors closed, and now... you cannot hear that voice. We're inside the spaceship known as the Yellow Submarine. Holy mackerel, this is, let me cover this crate up with another thing. The things I have to do for this job. Oh, now there's someone knocking on the hatch. Who is it? It is customs outside. Thanks, Dax. Okay, sorry, I'm just leaving. I'm just in a bit of a hurry. I'll be with you, customs, in 1 second. Dax, can you do something? I can try. Oh, hi. So you're with customs? What can I help you with? I'm with customs. Can I please enter the ship? Ma'am? Ma'am, did you just call me ma'am? My mother, not even my mother was a ma'am. You can't, like, is that some sort of authority move, power move? Okay, good afternoon, young lady. We're here checking all outgoing cargo ships for strange packages and heiresses due to a high level of smuggling in the area. This is a random search. Yeah, random search, huh? How did you know I was a ma'am or a young lady then? Well, I did think it was a little strange, a woman traveling all on her own in a big ship like this. Did you pack the cargo yourself, ma'am? Yes, I packed the cargo myself. Really? You didn't? How did you do that? Like, these crates are large, or you didn't? Could you take a look at me, please? I have the wonders of cyborg technology at my proverbial now fingertips. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm going to tap this crate with my foot. What's in there? Oh, that's army boots. Well, formerly army boots, and now they're army boots for orphans. I'm taking them to the Sisterhood of Jupiter's 17th moon. Army boots for the orphans. Oh, well, they, you know, they render it into a nutritious dish. Slow cooked, they say. Slow cooked stewed boots. Have you ever had stewed boots before? Stewed army boots. I mean, not exactly appetizing when you see it on a menu. So I don't know if they call it stewed army boots there. But they have a song they sing, Stewing Up the Boots. But anyway, you know, it's for the orphans. Okay, let me just open this box and just give it an inspection. Oh my goodness, it is army boots. Oof, they could use some rendering. Holy moly. Yeah, I told you so. I just picked them up. They're on the manifest. Just so you know, Automnicon is, we're just doing our bit here for the less fortunate. Did you say you're from Automnicon? Yeah, you didn't see the sticker on my windshield? Oh boy. No, I didn't. I mean, yeah, I guess my window's a little bit dirty. I mean, maybe you couldn't see it there. Sorry, I guess my mom instincts aren't up to snuff. Okay, well, you just have a nice day now. Okay, so I can go about my business now? You can, go on. I mean, I don't want to submit a, you could go. I mean, can I go? I mean, I didn't even mean to inspect the ship. Okay, go ahead. I don't want to have to submit any reports to my supervisors about any delays. It's hard enough to say Automnicon, but, you know, I know they don't like delays. Well, that wasn't very nice. Okay, well, he was not very nice himself. He was custom-splaining me, and I think he was going to ask to see the man of the ship or something. And that would be you in some sense, but you just because of your voice, you know. And now I'm trying to see, I wish we never changed over to this push button starter because I'm pushing it and it's not. Come on, you pile of junk. Okay, can you please not press the starter repeatedly and hold it down like that? I don't take it out on you when you park badly. Okay, sorry about that. Can we spruce up your personality? Can you up your personality level like in that movie? Okay, the ship has started. I will work on getting a nano. You want me to have a sprucier personality? How much sprucier would you like me? I'll get a nano service while you're in cryo. It'll give me something to do in those long, lonely months. Well, I'm sorry, Dax. I can't stay awake to keep you company while you go through space. You're a computer. You're not supposed to get lonely. Could you please at least renew the Netflix account or text somebody or somebody that has an actual Netflix account? It's been expired for 4 months. I almost went HAL. Said, hello, good morning, Dave. That whole thing, because I was so bored. I don't even know. Why can't we have a warp drive again? Okay, you know why. And I don't know if I meant when I meant said change your personality. Didn't mean whiny child. Okay. Anyway, this is Yellow Submarine. Repeat, this is Yellow Submarine calling. Are we clear for takeoff? I'm calling over the radio. Yes, Yellow Submarine, this is Kilo Romeo Yankee Sierra 9 or 5 or 40, 50, Duke, French, Calamari, Geez, 1, 2, 5 or Omega, Omicron, Beta, Caratina. And that, yes, you are cleared for takeoff, Niner. Okay, thanks, pal. I'll see you next time as our ship flies off and into space. Okay, I got to go deal with it. I'm knocking on your crate. Hello, can you hear me? Do-do-do. I'm knocking on your crate. Can you hear me in there? Yes, I can hear you. Are you going to let me out or what? Yeah, here you go. Crate tops off. You must be Samantha. Oh, yeah, I did dose. Oh, my goodness. Is that a solid state face? What is yours? A soft tissue? Okay, it's... I've just never seen... craftsmanship work like this? Well, I've never seen work like yours, Samantha. It's quite lovely. Yeah, well, mine is like a different. I've just never met a, what do you call it again? A robo I mean, one of my friends, they had a robotic hand, but it was ironic. It was for style. I think you know the word, Samantha. You could say it. Sorry, but it's just like it just never. Is that a camera or an eye on that side? Because I'm just not sure. Okay, let's just get it all out there. I'm a cyborg. It's fine. Okay, but could you, like, tell me, did you become a cyborg all at once or piece by piece? Okay, some things happened. Can we just leave it? Oh, no, well, what things? Well, let's see, I was working, also work-related, nature preserve-related. Do you need me to go on? Oh, okay. You look like you're speechless. Yeah, no, that's good enough. Thank you. Here's a little tip for you, Samantha. If you ever wonder if you should ask something, 99% of the time, it's better you do not. So what do you call this place? Is this collectibles or are these tools? Okay, that's a spanner. Please put it down. This is the Yellow Submarine, my pride and joy. Why Yellow Submarine? What did you name it after something? No, I bought it secondhand, and I just didn't want to go into changing the name. Okay, so you've never been cryoed before, have you, Samantha? I'm sorry, cryoed? Cryoed, suspended animation, space sleep? No, I know what it means, it's just no one does that. It's like old-fashioned stuff. Well, you're in for a real treat then, because you're going to be spending 6 months, you don't have a choice, basically, because we don't have supplies for you not to be cryoed, is what I'm saying. Look, I get the attitude. This is your ship. You're solid state. I'm not, I get it. There's a little jealousy thing going. So we're not going to get on. And that's fine. But my fiance is paying you a lot of money to get me to the Crab Nebula. So power up your warp drive and let's get this ship going. You think I'm joking, Samantha? Okay, listen, I can't spend 6 months in a tank, sleeping or whatever, dreaming. I have a social media presence to maintain. Okay, let's try it. Samantha, why don't you look at it on the bright side? A little digital detox, a six-month spa day. What was that robotic? Was that robotic laughing? Yeah, that's Dachshund, or D-A-C-H-S-H-U-N-D. It's our shipboard computer. Say hi. Hello. I'm Samantha. Yeah. Dax, Samantha, Dax likes to be called Dax, and please be nice to Dax, because he's controlling your cryo settings. And look, here's the thing, Samantha, they're checking every warp-ready ship, not just checking like that guy from customs just now, I mean, every single inch of those ships. You know, we're lucky that Automaticon isn't, the name used to carry more weight than it does now. But the one place they're not looking are freezer-class ships, because they assume you're too hoity and too toity to go cryo-class. Oh, my goodness. Listen, you put four guards to deep sleep to where they had mild dehydration. If you go back there, they're not going to give you any electrolytes. They're not going to be in a hurry to give you anything. I'm sorry, I do not know what you're talking. Pardon me? Listen, Samantha, it's a really easy way to vanish for 6 months, floating through space, frozen in time. I do it all of the time. It's like a long, long sleep or a shorter, you know, taste of the big farm in the sky. Okay, well, that's very comforting. By the way, Samantha, I'm just trying to size you up here. Did you really do it? No, I didn't do anything wrong. I've been framed. Well, then why didn't you want to stand trial and clear your name? Well, I was ready to do that, but then Fabio showed up. Oh, really? Well, it seems like you went through a lot of trouble to get out of it. Doesn't exactly, it makes you seem less than innocent. As I said in the press conference, myself and my family are entirely innocent of any wrongdoing whatsoever. We're merely a philanthropic, are you making a face? Listen, Samantha, I grew up on Pluto. Yeah, then you should know of all people. Like, my family is a boon to Pluto. I grew up on Pluto, Samantha. Where do you think I worked on Pluto? So all of my conversion from person to part person, part machine due to work and I'm one of the lucky ones. Okay, well, if you're going to be all judgy and have an attitude like that, why did you even bother picking me up? I need the money. That's why I picked you up. It's a job. I haven't been back to Pluto in a few decades. You're what, like 20? I'm not blaming you directly. It's not your fault. Your family is, autocrats, to put it lightly. Wait a second. How old are you? Well, cryo has its advantages. Anyway, I have bigger problems than just talking to you about this stuff. Like what? We got to get in the tanks and start our unwind. We got to start our wind down routine. So here, I'm going to open yours with the creaky dulcet tones. So what do I do? I just get in there? Yeah, just get in, and the tank will do the rest. Well, it's weird in here. It's like oily. And yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. I feel a little bit different. It's perfectly normal in there. You'll just fall deep asleep. Wait a second. You're closing the door. But is there any, oh boy. She's interesting. Yeah, well, we only have to spend a couple more days with her. Then I can get my debt paid off. We can get a better ship and with, no other guests, big farm guests on the ship and a warp drive. Oh, goody. I'll look up some secondhand models. I'll put some feelers out. Oh, you're the best, Dax. I'll see you in 6 months. As I close my door and slide into my tank. Oh, I'll miss you. I guess I'll go back to the Sudoku in my fridge. Maybe I'll even put on one of Mo's albums, those music albums. Cover. They have those Beatles covers. It's like a lullaby Beatles. Maybe something on a xylophone. Wait a second. What was that? What was that other noise? There was some other Beatles noise, but I didn't press play. Did you hear that, fridge? No, of course you didn't. Your fridge. Hey, everybody, the narrator here. I go by Scoots as the theme music goes out. I tell you, that was 6 months of cryo ahead of them. What is the future? What being is walking around? Is it a big farm being? And will Dax ever finish Dax's Sudoku? Well, you'll find out really soon. And you could subscribe to The Real Podcast at any moment. And We Fix Space Junk. That episode of We Fix Space Junk, the real episode. And don't forget to check out the voice talents of Samantha Trapp, Beth Crane, Jack Carmichael, and Chris Montague, along with the rest of the cast, Aaron Simmons, Rosie Alls, Crystal Hewitt, and Hedley Knights. This program was written by Beth Crane and Hedley Knights for Battlebird Productions, except for the mispronunciations. Those are Scoots's. Oh, but before we go, there's an office with a crackling fire in a fireplace, and as the door opens, mysterious being named Mr. Trapp sits, maybe not so mysterious, very luxurious room. Is it done? Yes, it's me, Fabio, Mr. Trapp. I know who you are, Fabio. I just don't know how to say your name, but... Is it done? It's done, Mr. Trapp. She'll be visiting the big farm soon. Thank you so much, Fabio. Or Fabio. It doesn't really matter anymore because now I'll never have to worry about you being my son-in-law, which I wouldn't have minded. Just doing my bit for the company, sir. Don't forget, in between episodes, to rate, review, subscribe, consume, integrate, indoctrinate, assimilate, degenerate, and float in space. Register your interest with Automnicon now. But as your announcer, I could tell you you're in for a treat because we're going to keep going into episode 2, Flight of the Submarine. Okay. It's me, the ship's log, captain's log, commander's log. Things are not going to plan. We seem to be, somebody's chasing us. They're trying to board the ship, and I'm not exactly sure I'm going to be able to deliver the trap package successfully. There's reports from the surface. The passengers are gaining consciousness. Oh, great. That's just what I need. I was hoping she'd be asleep till we got there. Okay, prepare starboard squirters, please, and, okay, launch those. Okay, yeah, keep that up. Is that the sound of her sleeping pod depressurizing and opening?
Is that the sound of my alarm clock? Is that beeping? Can you shut off snooze? Computer
snooze mute alarm. Thank you. What is going on? Samantha. We're near the Crab Nebula, but usually this is a very calm area, but we're dealing with some non-friendly encounters. I believe they're bounty hunters. Okay. Here, you take this bucket and try to stand still. A bucket? Why? Oh boy, my tummy is not feeling 100% settled. Why is that? Okay, they're coming up on our left. Okay, spin the ship around like we're chasing our tail. Okay, if I cut the engines and restart, I should be able to lose them in the smog. Thank the gods for the industrial pollution. Holy cow. Oh, look it, we lost them. Park the ship and we're going to have to lie low for a little while, Dax, but we can't stay here long. Can you find out what's going on? Oh, my, I'm not feeling so hot. What have you done to me? Samantha, we haven't done anything to you. It's just after you sleep for so long, you just tend to didn't slowly come out of sleep because of the way the ship was rocking. Okay, well, do you have any TUMSs or anything? Do you have any tummy smooth? I'd like some tea with some honey, please. Okay, I don't have any tea with honey on it, especially anything with tummy or whatever you were trying to say, Samantha. It's okay. I have a tea subscription, luxury tea. Luxury tea for two, for you and me. And it's delivered once a week by laser mail. Your laser mail subscriptions can't get forwarded to a ship you're hiding out on. Oh, really? I think we have other things to worry about first. Well, you have to worry about my tea subscription. Fabby said he would have all this figured out for me. Yeah, Fabby. You may want to rethink your feelings about Fabby. Yeah, Fabby double-crossed us or stiffed us or something. Fabby would not do that. Okay, let me turn on this news report there that says there's Fabio. Okay, it's on mute still. But if you're double, are you sure about that? Is that Fabio with my mugshot? It is. Let me turn up the volume. I'm sure Fabio will have a good explanation. Yes, this. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for coming. I just wanted to tell everyone, 6 months ago, my beloved fiance, Samantha Trapp, escaped from her holding room, and we had arranged to meet in the Crab Nebula spaceport, but during her escape, something did not go well. Something that did not go well at all. And I have to be honest how sorry I am at everyone that experienced mild dehydration. Terry Kincaid, Corbin Dallas, Joseph Hollenbeck, and Jeff Talley. I know that a lifetime supply of luxury electrolyte sports drinks that we've supplied you now and sent to your homes, I hope that'll just start to make up for it. I really didn't think Samantha was capable of this, and I'm really saddened by her behavior. Oh my goodness, Fabby, what are you talking about? I'd like to make an appeal today. Samantha, if you're watching, turn yourself in. I can't believe Fabby is, I had nothing to do with that. He showed up, everyone was asleep, and he said step over them. I didn't make anyone go to sleep. I didn't put anyone to sleep. No, I believe you, Samantha, I believe you. Oh my goodness. And once again, thank you, Fabio. This is your favorite reporter reporting. And once again, if you have anything on the escape of Samantha Trapp, please report it to the Nakatomi Galactic Force immediately. There's a reward of 4 million credits for her capture. in deep sleep or not deep sleep, or even in big farm status. Very interesting. Okay, thanks, Dax. So, Samantha, do you want the good news or the bad news? I'm not sure I can handle any more news. Okay, well, I'll start with the good news then. They haven't caught us yet. The yellow sub has some pretty good camouflage software. And Automaticon is indifferent to the law, so you're safe on that front. And the bad news? Okay, so Fabio did not pay up, and there's some consequences for that that you might not like. Right. Look, let's get away from here first. We got here 2 days early, and they were waiting for us, but they probably didn't have their full welcoming party ready. So we'll take off. You seem very upset, though, Samantha. What's wrong? I mean, we're still fine. Well, I was in love with Fabio. I thought we were going to get married. Well, at least you found out, you know, he's like as good as carbon scoring, I guess. At least you found that out now. Yeah, but what am I supposed to do? Well, I'm afraid you don't really have much of a choice in this situation moving forward. So are you just going to hand me in then? No, that would not fix things for either one of us. Actually, 4 million credits would end your contract and buy a nearly new ship with a brand new warp drive. Dax, come on, that's pretty heartless. Just being logical. Dax, you're being a jerk. Come on, she just lost her fiancé, Fabby. And her, you know, she had a tummy. And her family also took Fabio's side. Sorry about that, Samantha. Apparently, they're saying you were a corrupting influence on everyone. They're all angels. And all of their misdoing, like you're some sort of evil genius, which is hilarious, right? Because we've kind of gotten to know each other a little bit. And everything they've done wrong in the past 25 years has been your idea. But I'm 27 years old. Well, I guess you started young, but you're here. You're with me. You're safe. And like I said, we're locked in now. We don't really have much of a choice. Well, can't you leave me on a planet somewhere? Just drop me off. Not exactly. I can't do that. Well, why not? Well, do you remember the contract you signed, or Fabio and you signed it, kind of? Vaguely. Well, did you read it? No, Fabio did, remember? I remember hearing Fabio say Fabio read it. So you didn't read it, because I'd sent it before, and I thought you had a chance to look it over. Yeah, no, I didn't read it, okay? Okay, well, What is it? Is there some kind of contraction? Okay. So, you know, Automaticon, right? Yeah, they're my family's biggest competitor. Okay, well, you're now indebted to them. Okay. What does that mean, though? Okay, so Automaticon's kind of like a student loan company, I guess. That's at least how they started out. You take a loan, and your labor serves as collateral until you've paid off a loan plus interest, but they have very high interest rates. Okay, how do you think I could buy a ship like this, a spaceship? I mean, you know, do you have any idea how much a spaceship costs? I'm from a mining town on Pluto. I mean, even with 10,000 years of savings, I couldn't have paid for this ship. I mean, it's going to take me about 2,000 years to pay it off. But I thought smuggling you would buy me out. Okay, so what are you getting to? Well, now, Samantha, you're in debt as well. Why would I be in debt? Well, who do you think provided the sleeping facilities, the hydration, the cryogel, the oxygen? Well, I thought those were yours, not like on loan. Why do you think smuggling we charge so much for smuggling. I don't know. I thought you were like smart, like a capitalist or something. Okay, here, watch this video. Sit down. This is part of regulations anyway. It was in the contract. So sit down. Hello, new employee, and welcome to Automnicon. As a new debtor to Automnicon, your pre-signed contract has been interfaxed directly to our accounts department, from which it cannot be retrieved. You will receive regular updates regarding your debt levels and any interest changes. As per the terms and conditions of the contract you signed, you are now contracted to Automnicon until you've paid off your debt or until your trip to the big farm in the sky or the greater universe, whichever is sooner. You'll find the details of your missions in the inbox of your shipboard computer. Make sure to check it regularly, as being late to any missions we assign you will, of course, incur fines. And a final note on health and safety. As a technically self-employed indebted contractor, all Automnicon employees are entirely responsible for their own health and well-being, which means there's no tricky health or safety guidelines to follow and no obligatory fluorescent jackets. If you're unable to fulfill your obligations because of an early trip to the big farm in the sky, your family will inherit your debts. We hope you enjoy working with us as much as we enjoy your service. Remember, it's Automnicon and you, and your obligation to us. That's you, Automnicon and you. Okay, so hold on. All I have to do is pay off my debt? Like, how much do I owe? Okay, well, Samantha, it was 7,000 credits. 7,000 credits, that's like my fourth grade allowance. That's fine. Well, no, that was the initial thing, Samantha. But you know what compound interest is? Are you familiar with that? Okay, so how much money do I owe? $90,927 credits and counting. So that's how much you owe. You're stuck here with me until you work it off. But I can't work it off. I don't work. I'm a trap. Surely. Okay, those objections, they mean nothing to Automnicon. Like, believe me, I'm about as thrilled as you are, especially what happened last time. Last time? What happened last time? Oh, that was when I had, that was the forest preserve. But it's not a bad life. It's an interesting life. But you live in this ship. It's like a submarine ship. Yet we live in here now. It's not even, do you even own a vacuum cleaner or and someone to run it? Okay, now we share this space, and I used to share it by myself, so now my space is halved. And you're like a smuggler, so I'm a smuggler now? Okay, well, according to your fiancé, you put people into deep sleep and make them drool like obscene amounts. Anyway, I'm not just a smuggler. I'm more of like a jack of all trades. Like, mostly I just do repairs. We travel around, see the universe. Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe this is real. Also, I haven't even checked my social media. Excuse me, announcement. We have a job. 3 days, normal travel. I don't want to hear about any jobs. I need to process this and sit down. Okay, Samantha, you sit down, try to drink something. Yeah, you're probably dehydrated too. You just woke up from space sleep. I got to go look at the schematics. Okay, but where are we going? We have a job. Well, could you drop me off? Is there like a rehydration spa or something? Or, you know, someplace that I could at least... like a, some sort of retreat I could go on for the weekend? Samantha, you'll feel better in a little while. Yeah, but I'd rather be at my fullest. So, like, just drop me off on a spa planet or something, and then when I'm fully 100%, then I can 100% help. Samantha, we're not in that financial position anymore. Spa planets cost money. Spas cost money. Not to mention that for 4 million credits, they would just turn you in. Don't worry. I come up with my own spa days when I need to. I mean, it'll be good. I've been getting good at painting my own nails. Finally, we'll be able to, you know, give each other spa treatments. You know, I've gotten good at just doing them all in the mirror and pretending my mirror was my best. Never mind. My mirror was not my best friend. I'm talking too much. Okay. You're spacing me out, one. And secondly, I refuse to work for Automnicon. Oh, well, that's not really an option. You have to work for them. You, Automnicon, and you, your obligation to them. But no one can tell me what to do. I'm my own person. Yeah, you're your own person, but Tomnikon's specialist air system kind of takes care of the rest. Can we have that instructional audio, please? Hello, everyone. Tomnikon's specialist audio here. If you're thinking of withholding your service, planning to be disobedient, having a fit, contemplating protests, Automnicon's specialist air system means you needn't worry about anything like that anymore. Any pouting will be concluded quickly and quietly by our intelligent air systems. You know, we've dealt with disputes over work and bad moods and those things over the years, and Automnicon's engineers developed Automniair. Automniair draws information from your shipboard monitors. And when you dissent, believe me, we take over. We've got you covered. Automnicon. Automnicon and you. Your obligation to us. Okay, so see you, Samantha. Just go lie down for a little while. I got a spare boiler suit you could borrow. Oh, my goodness. Where can I lie down? Are all the beds this size? Is that even... that's our table. That's not a bed. Oh, my goodness, the beds are smaller than this table. Okay, I will lie down. Are you going to keep her? Yeah, Dax, I'm going to keep her. It looks like, maybe she's got some hidden potential or something. I still think the 4 million credits would come in handy. Yeah, but we got to do what's right, Dax. She doesn't deserve it. Warp drive. We could get a warp drive. Okay, Dax, get on with the navigation, please. And we'll just head off into space, like spacey theme music rising and falling. And back to you, narrator Scoots. Well, thank you. I was just wondering what's waiting for our intrepid repairmen out there in the deep, dark night. Merriment? Adventure? Or, you know, stuff that wouldn't put a smile on your face. Find out in next week's episode and every episode that you could binge in their feed at We Fix Space Junk. Review, subscribe, check out all the amazing production and voice work from everyone at Battlebird Productions. Oh, but wait a second, there's some other thing. It's a buzzing of an intercom. Yes, can I help you? Yes, we've got some information back from one of our ships, new debtor, Miss Samantha Trapp. Ah, so things are going to plan regarding the Trapp Mining Corporation, eh? The what? Never mind, it's above your pay grade. Keep me updated on her whereabouts. Will do, Miss Lamb. Now stop hassling me, I'm on my lunch break, And second thought, that person knows a little too much. Lionel, can you, delete their memory banks or take them on a visit to the big farm? And this is Scoot saying rate, review, and subscribe. Do not rage against the dying of the light except the fading of your spark. And your own possible trip to the big farm will be, but just for now, rest well. Embrace your pillow and get comfortable and don't worry about Automnicon and any of that stuff. Good night. All right. I wanted to thank everybody that became a patron recently and supported the show on Patreon. I want to thank Tammy, Akari and Julie, thank you. Thanks. Good night. Aliss, Susie, and Luke, thank you. Thanks. And good night. Kitty, Jessica, and Laura, thank you. Thanks. And good night. Michael, Kat, and Leslie, thank you. Thanks. And good night. Drew, Colleen, and Hillary, thank you. Thanks. And good night. Molly, Kathy, and Edmund, thank you. Thanks. And good night. Kathy, Colleen, and Manny, thank you. Thanks. And good night. Raina, Joel, and Shannon, thanks. And good night. Laura, Barb, and Gemma, thanks. And good night. Renee, Julie, and Gray, thank you. Thanks. And good night. Ulrika, Lori, and Gemma, thank you. Thanks. And good night. Mike, Lisa, and Steve, thank you. Thanks. And good night. Jasmine, Crystal, and Anna, thanks. And good night. Ashley, Anna, and Wayman, thanks. And good night. And Paige and MSY, thank you. Thanks. And good night. Thanks to everybody who supports the show on Patreon, who supports the sponsors. That's how we're able to bring this podcast twice a week for free. And the Sleep With Me grows as people just spread the word naturally or show people how to listen to podcasts on their phone or their tablets or on their smart speakers. You know, just share your natural experience with Sleep With Me or other podcasts as they come up. It's a huge way to help other people discover podcasts and really helps people that make podcasts a lot. So thank you for that. And here's one more thing I want you to know about. Good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff, what was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcast, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season 1 part 2, almost 6 hours. That's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd all intro episode came out, and then we had March is that bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do three seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. So if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these, this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.